war crimes trial in Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News is the first with more to come. The defendant, a Russian soldier.
A 21-year-old captured Russian member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old man on his bike. Ukraine's prosecutor general says it's been investigating more than 10,000 alleged war crimes committed by Russians, with over 600 suspects identified.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. $40 billion in additional American aid to Ukraine is being held up. Republican Senator Rand Paul objects.
It's not as if we have that money lying around. We will have to borrow that money from China to send it to Ukraine.
Now, he wants the Senate to appoint a special inspector to monitor how the money is spent, a motion expected to fail, but delaying bipartisan approval. Republicans are also holding up COVID funding. They say Democrats spent too much last year, leading to big inflation. President Biden disagrees, and today he'll meet with some mayors and police chiefs.
A White House official told the Associated Press the plan is for the president to ask more states and cities to allocate unspent COVID relief money on law enforcement. In fact, the president had urged some of that money to go to police in cities with higher crime rates last June.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The president's also dealing with a baby formula shortage, urging other manufacturers to make up for Abbott's production shutdown after a recall over contamination concerns. Republicans claim he's not doing enough.
40% across the country is out. In my state, close to 50% of baby formula is out, and that's in Florida and several other states.
Congresswoman Kat Kamak telling Fox that she tweeted a photo of empty shelves in Florida alongside a picture of pallets full of baby formula in Texas, reserved for families of migrants held in border facilities. Elon Musk tweeted a couple of minutes ago he is still committed to acquisition for Twitter. This, an hour and a half earlier, he had said that he was putting his deal to buy Twitter on temporary hold to investigate fake accounts on the social media site. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Democrats keep demanding answers from Republicans about last year's Capitol riot. The House committee investigating has issued subpoenas to five GOP House members, including Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Congressman Andy Biggs, who tells Fox he's not sure if he'll comply.
These people are more interested in creating a media firestorm against political enemies.
Fox's Chad Pergram says this could set up an unusual showdown.
So if you have a member who isn't cooperating, what you typically do is you go to the Ethics Committee. In fact, Article 1, Section 5 of the Constitution says that the House of Representatives and the Senate has the right to enforce its own rules and discipline its own members. So that's why this is so extraordinary, because if you were to issue the subpoena and the members were not to cooperate with the committee, what do you do? Well, then do you vote on the House floor to hold them in contempt of Congress like you would any other citizen? They did that with Steve Bannon.
Bannon's an ex-Trump advisor. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also held in contempt of Congress. On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Dow futures up more than 200 points in the NBA playoffs.
For the second time in 3 years, the Miami Heat have a shot at the Eastern Conference crown.
Butler in transition. Draws the foul. Count the basket. Jimmy Butler got it to go.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Jimmy Butler with the lay-in and the foul, a game-high 32 points for him as the Heat topped the Philadelphia 76ers Thursday 99-90, winning their series 4-2. They now await either the Milwaukee Bucks or Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Meantime, the Dallas Mavericks send their series against the reigning champs in the West to Game 7. Luka Doncic putting up a game-high 33 points as the Mavs crush the Phoenix Suns 113-86. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In hockey's playoffs, Tampa Bay beat Toronto in overtime, so the the NHL's defending champions, the Lightning, force a Game 7. Boston and Edmonton also won to force seventh games in their series. St. Louis beat and eliminated Minnesota. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.